Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 3 Under Par podcast. This is a golf podcast where
little white balls are
surprise podcast drop. Don't know when we're dropping it, but it's going to be sometime this week. Hopefully you enjoyed the previous episode where we talked some golf war stories about terrible marshals and times we've been kicked off the golf course. So that was pretty fun, Timo. I enjoyed that.
It was a good episode. It was not planned at all. And the time flew by. It was great. Good episode.
Yeah. You know, before we dive into our top five, because this is our top five, I want to give a shout out to, and I probably should have done this on the previous episode, but a little golf gossip. There is a high school golfer named Happy Gilmore who committed to play golf at Ball State University. So I want to give a shout out to Happy Gilmore. And you know who also gave him a shout out was Mr. Happy Gilmore, Adam Sandler himself. Pretty awesome. Pretty cool that there's a kid actually named Happy Gilmore, and B, he's playing college golf. So congrats to you, Happy.
Yeah, that's a great story. I don't know much, but the fact that someone named their kid Happy Gilmore is pretty impressive.
Agreed.
And even crazier that he went on to play golf. So good for Happy.
Yes, good for Happy. Good for Happy. So, all right, Timo, we're going to do top five here. So this week's episode for top five is going to be the top golf putters, putter brands. Again, this is a back and forth draft. Number one, number two, once one is off the board, the other person can't pick it. So don't want to hear that, oh, you missed one. It's like, well, probably because it was taken beforehand. Unless we actually missed one, let us know in the comments below, because there are a ton of golf brands, or there are a ton of golf putter brands. And then we were kind of talking before this, there's a lot of nuance within the putters. Like, for example, the Spider, there's like three different versions of the TaylorMade Spider out there. We're lumping those kind of together here, T-Bone.
Yep, I agree. And the reason why we wanted to do this for a top five is because there has been a putter in the spotlight, to say the least. So for those of you that haven't really watched golf over the last 2 weeks, the Odyssey Versa Jailbird. This putter debuted in 2014. So it's almost like a square looking putter, black and white Odyssey. And basically this putter has resurrected Ricky Fowler's game, I would say.
Yep.
So Ricky has always been a Scotty Cameron guy. And I think he started experimenting, went with like a 37, 38 inch long Versa Jailbird Odyssey putter.
Mm-hmm.
What was funny, when you start watching the US Open and this past week, you see that Wyndham Clark was using the exact same putter. And it basically, he got the exact same putter playing with Ricky. They were both, you know, had that Oklahoma State connection, and they were playing out in Florida at Medalist or wherever they play at. And Wyndham had tried the putter out a little bit, and he straight up called Odyssey and said, give me Ricky Fowler's putter. Fast forward to the final round on Sunday, and you have the final two golfers in the final round of the US Open using the same putter. Fast forward to this week at the Travelers, you have Keegan Bradley using the exact same putter. And Keegan is another guy who kind of had to resurrect his golf game with putters, because he was a belly putter guy for a long time. Looks like he's kind of experimented around a little bit and now is using this putter as well. So this putter is it is in the spotlight. I looked them up on eBay. They're going for like $600 right now. It came out in 2014. So I think Odyssey's making another run at releasing a few. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I want one of these putters. I want to see what they're about. But it's kind of rare you see something like that, you know, with multiple winners, especially a putter. So we thought it was fitting to make a top five putter episode.
Agreed. So yeah, we're going to dive right into it. You know, if we want to talk about like belly putters or whatnot, you know, a lot of them tend to be the same type of putters. So that's, you know, there's the arm lock putter and all that stuff. That's a little nuanced, I think, because it's all kind of the same putter, just set up differently, if you will. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking here. But T-Bone, been a bit since we've done top five. Whose turn is it to go first? If we do say so myself, I think I would like to
I
go
think you can
first
let it rip.
because
Yeah, go
you're
ahead. Go ahead.
ahead. You're ahead on the leaderboard, according to the
I'll
Instagram
go
following,
for
which I still think is geared more towards you, but
it.
that's a different conversation for a different time. So, yeah.
And I think another little caveat to this top five, I don't know if I'm just, for me, it's kind of just opinion. You know, it's no
Yes.
really rhyme or reason why I'm putting these putters up. Honestly, I might get some heat, but it's personally why I like this putter. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. That sounds good. And again, there's so many different types of putters out there. So let us know what we missed. A lot of the designs kind of are the same. So we'll try to do the best we can here. But T-Bone, my first overall pick, I'm going to go with the Scotty Cameron Newport 2 putter. It's the putter I use. It's the GOAT, in my opinion, Scotty Cameron brand. It's phenomenal. To your point, I think you said it a couple episodes ago. In high school golf, everybody wanted a Scotty Cameron, and the feel is fantastic. The weight is fantastic. I think it's so well balanced. Newport 2 is my first overall pick.
Yeah, I think you can't go wrong there. I think the one specifically that I always wanted and honestly still want to this day was the black Newport with the white like dots on the back of it. Almost looked like a checkerboard. That putter is so cool. And I think Tiger even used it for a little bit. So yeah, no, that's a great pick. Can't go wrong. All right, I'll go ahead. I want to say this was basically the grandfather of the Newport with the ping answer. Ping
I mean,
answer's
it's
the OG of that model. Yeah, it's the OG. Every putter that's made with that blade kind of look to it is all from the ping answer. So I think I got to put the ping answer for number one.
One of my favorite putters I ever had was a Ping G5 answer. It was just, I couldn't miss with that thing. And then all of a sudden, and it was all rusted up too, man. It was like, but that thing was my putter. The grip was nasty, but it just fit my hands perfectly. And then somebody stole it at the World Golf Hall of Fame. They stole it out of the cart. Made me so mad.
Really?
Anyway, yeah, back in high school, it was like summer 2011 when we went up there. But yeah, I agree. Ping
Wow. Yeah, I
answer
remember. I think I
is
remember that
GOAT.
grip.
Yeah, that was
Yeah,
blue.
for sure.
It's nasty. For my next one, I'm going to go with the Odyssey White Hot Putter. It's kind of it's interesting that the first three that we picked were blade type putters, but those are the most popular ones out on tour.
I don't know. I don't know if that's gonna work.
What, the white hot?
That's like saying, I don't know. I don't know if that's a specific model even.
Okay, I'm gonna go the white hot OG1. That's according to
Okay.
Golf Galaxy.
Okay.
It's the blade look, more the blade
Okay.
putter.
Okay.
That's the one I'm going for.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sorry for the. Yeah, you're right. I think white hot's like the brand. I want the blade one.
Cool.
Yeah, it rolls great, which I didn't realize when I was doing a little research on it. Not much, but a little research. Odyssey is the most used putter on the PGA Tour. Not
Yeah,
surprising.
I have seen that. I'm gonna follow your lead. I'm gonna go with arguably the most iconic putter of all time. This is what I grew up with. I'll do Odyssey White Hot 2-Ball.
Yep.
The 2-Ball is as classic as it gets. It's our era's classic putter. They've made all shapes and sizes of the 2-Ball. They even did a 3-Ball at one point, which was
Yes.
insane. But the 2-Ball, I don't think it'll ever go away. When people like them, I feel like they don't leave them. I unfortunately did, but no, the 2-Ball is an iconic putter. It's got to be on the list.
Absolutely. I totally agree. If you weren't going to take it, that was going to be my next pick, was the two ball putter. It visually looks great whenever you hit it correctly. And it also helps you line up too if you're struggling with your alignment. So
Yep.
definitely really good pick there. I think for the next one, I'm gonna go with the TaylorMade Spider putter. Again, the two ball was probably the OG. Turns out, well, there were mallet putters out there, but yeah, that spider, it's a good feeling too, kind of more of that square look that some people like. So
Yep.
yeah, I think TaylorMade Spider goes for my number three pick here.
Spider was great. I had one at one point in time. And again, that's another putter that's just been copied. They've straight up made a two ball like spider looking putter now, like
Yeah.
Odyssey has. So that one's been around. All right, I like that pick. All right, so now I'm number three. I'm gonna go way back. The Wilson 8802 Arnold Palmer putter.
I'm looking this up because, oh, dude, well done. The
I
Ben
wish I could putt with
Crenshaw
this.
putter.
Yeah, the Ben Crenshaw putter. Odyssey's made a version that Phil uses. I wish I could putt with this putter because it's the most badass looking putter ever. But it's so hard to putt with. It's got that toe hang, so you gotta have like a bunch of rotation for your stroke, which just gives me a headache. I don't even want to say that again. But that putter's awesome. And I wish I could putt with it, but it's a little too finicky for me.
Yeah, I love that pick. It's again Ben Crenshaw with that little forward press on it, but then he like opens up the face when he's on his takeaway, but then closes it out with that toe weighted putter. But
Yeah.
man, when that tempo is right, it is so just looks awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Like Max.
Yeah, Max Garrett.
Yep.
No,
Shout out to you,
it's
Max.
a
Hey,
it's a solid putter.
if you live in Houston, go to Golf Smart. We love Max. Tell him 300 par pods sent you. And he's gonna say, what the hell is that? Tell him Scott and Thomas sent you, and he'll know what that is. So,
Yep.
all right, for my next pick, T-Bone, I'm gonna go with the Scotty Cameron Phantom X putter. So if you're not familiar with that, again, it's a bit more of a mallet putter. So again, we went the two ball, then we went the spider with the square. The Phantom X is the Scotty Cameron version of that, but it kind of like has the it's open-ended where you can like pick up your ball easier. Kind of looks like the Batman.
I think Patrick Cantlay used it for a while. It's got the little, it's got the looks like a staple.
Yep.
Yeah. No,
Yes.
it's a good one.
So yep, that's my number four pick.
Cool. All right, I'm gonna go super biased here. No one's gonna even know what this is, but it's putter I use. I go Ping B60. Ping
Ping
B60.
B60.
It's basically a ping answer, but it's got two little flanges on the back. And I swear no one else makes this putter, this model of putter. I think Scotty made it like once, but I always liked the look of it. I bought this putter used a few years ago, and if it's come out of my bag, it hasn't been for very long. It always comes back. So it's kind of my old reliable.
It is. You
Big
kind of go
fan of
back
B60.
you kind of go back to that one a little bit. It's yeah, it's old faithful, if you will, right? Nice. I like it. So, all right, for my last pick, T-Bone, I might throw a little curveball here. I'm gonna go with the Rife two bar mallet putter. The Rife putter technology. So it's with the grooves and whatnot, theoretically it's supposed to make the ball rotate on top of each other's faster. I'm gonna go with the Rife putter. I don't know if you used it before, but it's not that bad. It's pretty good.
What are we
Again, the
back in
two.
07 here or what?
Hey, don't hate me. Don't hate on the Rife. What are you doing here, Rife putter? For my fifth pick,
right.
they're slow in business, which is shocking, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's pretty surprising. All right, number one, or sorry, number five,
Ooh.
got I go with another just OG is the bullseye.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. The bullseye.
Corey
I like
Pavin,
that.
Acushnet. It's just it looks like a mini putt putt or a putt putt putter. That's in my
Is that the one
rotation
where
from
you could
time to
go
time.
left-handed and right-handed, depending on who it was?
Yeah, sometimes there's a flange on it to where it, but yeah, sometimes it's two-sided. So
Yeah.
yeah, top five.
You
But
know what? One
I
of
think
my
there's a
favorite. Yeah, go ahead.
oh, go ahead. I was gonna say one brand that I think's awesome that I just don't know enough about the models and stuff is I think Bettinardi makes some really cool looking putters. They made like a Miller Lite themed putter that I swore I was gonna get, but it was like $1,200.
Yep.
And then another putter brand that relatively new to the game that looks awesome and I think is gonna kind of take off is Lab Golf. Have
Lab
you putted with
golf?
any of those? Yeah.
No, I haven't. Maybe that's the new Rife. Is
They
the
feel
lab
great.
putters.
They're all center shafted. I think they've got like a ton of basically the face just rotates or basically doesn't rotate no matter how you swing it. So there's some cool kind of technology behind it. But those fancy putters are just getting out of hand. Like Lab Golf, LA Golf, those are all like thousands of dollars putters,
Yeah.
which I'll take my B60 used and just roll with that.
And like I'm on PGA Tour Superstore right now, and there's so many stinking putters out there, man. It is absolutely wild. Like there are a bunch of tailor-made putters out there too, but they're all kind of I mean, we talked about the spider, but like even their blade putters, it just comes down to personal preference, I think, if because they look like an Answer or a Scotty, and it just depends on what you want to do.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why it's I mean, I'm trying to think of some honorable mentions here, and I can't really even think of too many honorable
Remember
mentions because they're all
Yes
kind of the
Putter?
same. Yes, I do. No pun intended. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cleveland has some decent putters out there. It's in Lab Golf is kind of making a splash right now. Cobra, but again, they're all kind of the same, based off the same looks. Really just depends on what you feel with. And sometimes I'll get some advice or like people ask me some tips on putting. Really, my advice is go with what you're most comfortable with. Whatever that is. It's a scorecard, not a postcard. People don't care how it looks. If you use the claw grip, if you use left hand low, regular, or just do something legal. Like don't use the pool stick one to knock it in. But
Yeah.
just whatever looks, I think what also whatever looks visually pleasing to you goes a long way.
For sure. I think a lot of people recommend mallets for beginners just because it's, less rotation, but I don't try and rotate the putter and I use, the B60, so I don't know if you want to take advice from me, but I agree. It's all feel, preference, whatever you're comfortable with. I think that matters more than anything.
Absolutely, totally agree. Well, if we missed any, let us know in the comments below. Shoot us an email. Follow us on our social medias at 3NFRPod. The number 3NFRPod, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, wherever we're there. Subscribe, rate, and review. We appreciate y'all listening. And again, let us know what we missed or let us know what putter that you use. T-Bone, final word to you.
Happy 4th, everyone. Hope we're along with the in the car ride for anyone traveling. Safe travels. Play some golf. Get in the pool. I saw something called like a heat dome this weekend. Sounds terrible.
Ooh.
So yeah, stay cool out there. Enjoy the 4th.
Stay cool, stay hydrated, and order some Drinkin' Buddy. Drinkin'Buddy.com, promo code 300. Because look, 4th of July, we celebrate
See what
accordingly,
you did
but
there.
responsibly. It's going to help you feel a little bit better. Again, to wake up early, make those tea times to help curb that sluggish feeling, if you will. So go again, Drinkin'Buddy.com, promo code 300. It will help you this weekend. There you go. So go out and order some. Tebow, appreciate it. Good episode. Again, let us know who won and what you used. Yeah, hit it hard. Everybody have a great fourth. I'm Scotty T for T-Bone. And remember,
What do white balls like?